gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Thursday. This is September 18th. 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Just like Rod Wheeler reporting in for duty this morning, texted me, "Good morning, Randy. I just wanted to let you know how the vigil went last night for Charlie Kirk in Mason County. It made me so proud to see the amount of support and people that showed up. From babies to people in wheelchairs and all walks of life. Thank you, Mason County." You know, it's kind of interesting because when Erica Kirk spoke on Friday night, September 12th, just 2 days after her husband was assassinated, with puffy eyes and a broken heart, she spoke and said that this effort, this organization, Turning Point USA, was not going to die. She said flat out, they have no idea, no idea what they have done. Prior to his assassination on Wednesday, September 10th, Turning Point USA had roughly about 3,500 chapters across the United States, colleges, universities, as well as high schools. As of yesterday afternoon, it was reported on, I believe it was either Newsmax or I saw it on the Will Cain show on Fox News. He's on from 4 to 5. He said that they are, through their sources, contacted leadership of Turning Point USA. They are reviewing 42,512 new applications for chapters here in the United States. When Erica Kirk said, "You have no idea the fire that has been ignited within this wife. The cries of this widow will echo around the world like a battle cry. To everyone listening tonight across America, the movement my husband built will not die. It will not die with him." Sunday, they're having a funeral at Arizona Stadium. the NFL stadium for the Arizona Cardinals. They're playing out of town this coming Sunday. The Kirk family reached out to the owner of the Arizona Cardinals, and he said, absolutely, you can use our stadium. Not only are they going to fill the 50,000 seats, but they're going to have people down on the football field. Erica Kirk said, I want this event to be bigger than a Taylor Swift concert. They are going to absolutely have an unbelievable crowd there, and it will be carried on Newsmax, possibly even Fox News. We'll get you the details. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
By Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Oh, once upon a midnight period, woke with something in my head.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Talking about Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk's baby. He created it. Him and a friend, co-founders of Turning Point USA, back when he was 18, then soon 19 years old, made the decision that he did not want to go to college. He didn't want to be indoctrinated by woke professors. On one interview, I saw a little clip yesterday afternoon popped up on my Twitter feed. As a very young man, Charlie was asked, why do you not want to go to college? And he said, because if I went to college, I would probably end up with a GPA of 1, maybe 0.5. I would get E's and F's in every single one of my classes because I would not resuscitate the garbage just to get an A in my class, which I could very easily do. Charlie was highly intelligent. I don't know what his IQ was, but the man was beyond his years intelligent. And he told the guy that he knew that he would end up out debating his professors. And they would fail him, give him a failing grade. So why would I pay to go to get a college degree when once I graduated with D's, E's, and F's, wouldn't even be able to get hired by a company? I feel I have to start my own company, my own business. I need to do something to counter these woke professors. This communist, socialist, woke agenda that has taken over our education system in America. Charlie went on to say that if he went through high school again in the next 5-10 years, if he just relived what he went through, he would get a failing grade because he saw how dramatically even high school teachers were changing and beginning to adopt and teach according to their orders given to them by George Soros and others that are running this absolute woke takeover of our education system in America. He said that he knew that unless things changed, within 5 to 10 years, this woke agenda would be all over America. Now, this was back when he was 18. He died when he was 31. We are in that era right now that Charlie Kirk spoke about when he was 18 years old and used it as justification to start Turning Point USA. What he was doing on campuses and the debates engaging the young people on those campuses, having many, many, many conservative young kids come wanting their pictures taken with him, being members of Turning Point USA chapters, along with the woke, brainwashed kids that wanted to come and debate Charlie. He knew that he was in the belly of the beast. He knew that right now, the things he spoke about back when he was 18 years old, predicting that within 5 to 10 years, these woke professors would have brainwashed and indoctrinated many of our young people. He was living it right now. The last couple of years, leading into last year's November 5th, 2024 election, Charlie knew that that election, he had to get out there and talk to these young people. He had to make sure they were registered to vote. He had to understand how important it was for them to vote for Donald Trump. And guess what? They did. Charlie Kirk was part of our effort. We were part of his efforts. When I begged you guys to get out there, register to vote, and make sure your friends are registered and make sure they actually vote, go to the website 10xvotes.com and check and look for your friends to see if they are in fact listed on that website as low propensity voters. Contact them and beg them, ask them to get out and vote last year. It worked. Donald Trump said, we have to make this election too big to rig. And it was. He got more votes than any other presidential candidate in the history of the United States. Even more than what allegedly, with all the fake fraudulent ghost votes that were turned in for Biden in 2020. When people went to 10xvotes.com and clicked on Michigan and found that 1.7 million Republicans are considered low propensity voters, Charlie used that as a rally cry, as a battle cry to get out there, folks. And we have got to shake the trees, kick the bushes, and flush out voters November 5th, 2024. It worked. I was calling for it. Steve Gruber was calling for it. Every single Republican conservative was calling for people to get out and show up and vote, and they did. It's why they killed him. They could not have him on this fall tour with all the colleges and universities scheduled that they had lined up for him to go and speak at to excite these young people, to enthuse these young people, to get them to register to vote next year. They couldn't tolerate that. So they get this young man who had been taught how to deer hunt with his father in Utah. He used a 30-06. That's exactly what I use for deer hunting. He absolutely wanted to impress his trans girlfriend, and I'm using air quotes around that, a young man who was transitioning into a woman, was this Tyler Robinson's quote-unquote girlfriend. The text messages are coming out. Jesse Waters did a whole segment on it. Was this political assassination an overture to impress his transgender quote-unquote girlfriend? We don't know what was in his head. We don't know his motive. They're going to find out when he goes through the trial. If he gets to trial, they may plea bargain a deal. To avoid the trial, he'll sign a confession and you do whatever you want, except for the death penalty. I don't believe the Utah prosecutor's attorney general is going to accept that plea deal. The governor, Spencer Cox, he's already said publicly they're going for the death sentence, which, by the way, in Utah is firing squad. Yeah, they don't mess around with lethal injections or electrocution. You get a bullet, you're going to die exactly the way Charlie Kirk died. And this is now proving, with those number of applications, folks, 3,500 current chapters, 42,512 new applications. That is more than 10 times the number of chapters they currently have that Charlie Kirk's been working on for all these years. Since his death, just 8 days ago, they are going to grow Turning Point USA chapters tenfold in America. With these young people enthused, do you think they'll vote next year? Oh, yes. We even heard at our Antrim County Republican meeting on Tuesday night, we heard the announcement, former gubernatorial candidate from 2022, Pastor Ralph Rebant, is relaunching his campaign for governor this year. He said that his son has filed for an application for a Turning Point USA chapter at the University of Michigan Dearborn campus. Dearborn, Michigan. Folks, you have to understand what is happening, and we need to be a part of it. Every single young person you come in contact with, you need to ask them if they are a member of a Turning Point USA chapter. I don't care if it's high school, community college, university. I don't care. Ask them. And if they say no, ask them why not. You need to be a member of that chapter. You need to be part of it. This is going to absolutely turn around and collapse, in my opinion, within a few election cycles, the woke agenda of the Democrat Party. Trans rights, LGBTQ, XYZ, abortion. This is without a doubt going to turn, and it's going to turn huge. This paradigm shift, this big, huge battleship going in one direction is going to not only hit the brakes, but they are going to be full throttle in reverse on one port side, starboard side. It doesn't matter. They will spin this baby around so fast and then punch it forward. This is going to be huge. If you guys have ever captained a boat with twin engines, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This is going to start going in the other direction like wildfire. Erica Kirk, what they did to that woman, her husband, the father of her children. This young woman is going to lead this effort like you. Honestly, she will do a better job than Charlie. A woman debating these young girls on these college campuses. I saw one clip yesterday, real quick here before the break. This woman, this brunette, probably 22, 23 years old. I don't know her age, with big Hollywood sunglasses on. Well, you won't let me speak. Every time I try to talk, you cut me off. Every time I try to talk or say something, you interrupt me. So Charlie said, fine, talk. And he just sat there and refused to say anything. Well, every time I do try to talk, you interrupt me. You bring up, and Charlie keeps raising his hands like, talk. Well, you throw these numbers at me in these statistics that don't have any relevancy to what I'm trying to say. And every time I try to get my point across, and Charlie's sitting there like completely mute with his mouth closed going, like raising his hand, talk, go. After about 3 minutes of this, finally his security people ushered her away from the microphone. And Charlie grabbed his mic and he said, guys, that is exactly the type of woman to stay away from. And the kids erupted. He spoke the truth. And they don't like it. They didn't like it. And that's why they killed him. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leader.